Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V show. That usually stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. He'll be back on the program tomorrow. In the meantime, Ladies Day here on DJ V. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is with us. And our lone lucky man, Phil McKeon, is at the controls in Washington, D.C. And before we started, Victoria said to you, gosh, it seems like all this week it's been about the two C's, Cuomo and COVID. So
right.
let's start with,
I don't know,
Anthony.
Which one's less fun.
You know, it's been really interesting to see how people have been handling Andrew Cuomo. I've heard a fair amount of people say, oh, including Andrew Cuomo himself, his behavior is generational. It's because he's Italian. And then I've heard a number of people, like Bill de Blasio yesterday, who said, touching someone and groping them, that's not quite generational.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, I think
they hate each other, so you kind of have to take everything that both of them say about each other with a big grain of salt. But, de Blasio is loving that the attention is not on him as a crappy mayor.
Right.
The attention's on Cuomo. He's loving it.
I do think there's an element. We've talked about this. We talked about it this week. There is an element of politics to this because, number one,
right.
It is politics. Number two, there are people in the state who are gunning for Andrew Cuomo, including Letitia James, who's the attorney general of New York, who would like to be governor of New York herself. Bill de Blasio has no love lost with Andrew Cuomo. But if you read through some of these charges, well, some are kind of, I don't know, they feel sort of harmless, like the sweetheart and darling in the workplace. Really touching someone
that's
is not
the generational
harmless.
Part.
Exactly. And so I think it's really hard for one side or the other in this debate to really just classify, because I really do think there's a little bit of both here. Now, what happens next is a question. Andrew Cuomo this week was hit with the Attorney General, Letitia James, coming out and saying that after an independent investigation, they believe that Andrew Cuomo did sexually harass at least 11 women. Well, the governor could resign. It seems unlikely that he will. But if he doesn't, what happens? They don't have a recall in New York. They have an impeachment. And according to the news this morning, a majority of state assembly members are reportedly prepared to start impeachment proceedings against him. Now, I had thought that had already started months ago.
There was a call for it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that it picked up enough steam. Now, you know, who knows?
Now they have 86 assembly members, which is more than half of the 150 total assembly members in the state that have either publicly said that they or told, like, an anonymous source, like the Associated Press, that they would be in favor of taking that step to remove Andrew Cuomo after this bombshell against him. The Attorney General last year began an investigation after several women came forward to accuse her. And as recently as, gosh, a year ago today, Cuomo was kind of the prominent voice in not only the Democrat Party, but in the country. People would look to his updates for a lot of information on COVID, but the tidal wave of allegations against him downplayed that. Also, the nursing home scandal, putting sick people into nursing homes. He's had two to deal with. The loudest voice against him in the assembly is Ron Kim, who's, I believe one of his family members, I think his parents, or one or both, were killed in the nursing home fiasco. And he said that the assembly should return immediately to begin impeachment proceedings, so there's no measure left to hide the truth. The governor broke the law, so we must hold him accountable. So what is next? An election for Andrew Cuomo will be next year.
Mm-hmm.
Odds makers say he could win re-election. A lot of, like, the bookies, they say that he's, like, in third place, essentially, as far as, like, the odds makers go, to even win re-election with all of this. Does he get impeached? Will they have time to do that? Does he resign? Or does he just run for re-election next year? Or he could disappear.
I think he's going to ride it out. I think you said earlier this week that people who tend to kind of hang in there. And, you know, we have such a short attention span, and the media has a burn rate that's, like, lightning quick right now. So I think you had said that people who hang in there, like Bill Clinton, or there are a lot of other examples, not doing what Al Franken did, you know, not resigning right away and then disappearing, I think those people tend to kind of ride it out, and they're okay in the long run. And I mean, even George W. Bush, like, look at how popular he is now. He was the most hated president of probably two generations at least, and now he's, like, one of the most popular former presidents. So, yeah, I mean, we do have a short attention span. We do have a short memory. He could ride this out. Now, what could definitely derail that plan is, I don't know if you saw, but the Manhattan and Westchester prosecutors are now looking. They're looking for evidence. They're going to go into. They're going to do their own investigation to see if there was anything criminal.
And Albany too. He's got three different districts going after him for criminal charges, because these are really political charges, right? The investigation is saying, okay, we did this independent investigation, but they weren't actually coming after him with an indictment of criminal charges. So now you have three DAs in New York who are looking at him for criminal charges. Will any of them rise to the level of a crime? It's yet to be seen.
I think the instance that has probably the greatest chance of going somewhere is the fact that the state trooper who was assigned to him, if you don't know that story, so what happened was he apparently harassed this officer while in an elevator. He ran his hand across her stomach from her belly button to her right hip. So he must have been standing behind her, I guess, and somehow did that while he was holding a door open for her. And then he ran his finger down her back from the top of her neck down her spine to the middle of her back. That's what she had claimed happened while she was assigned to his detail. And I don't know if that... there was something else that I mean, there's so much out here now. So there was something else that I read. Did he request her?
Yeah.
Was there something? And there was something else.
He changed
right?
the rules. That's yeah, he changed the rules so that she would have to be on his detail, essentially, because he wanted her around him. So... Yeah, there are those moments, the groping, that kind of thing, that could constitute criminal charges. We don't know. And again, this is a time game, because he's going to be up for re-election before. So, do we get criminal charges before that happens? I don't believe that he is going to resign. I do think he's going to try to run this out, unless he thinks that impeachment is imminent. I think he's going to try to run it out, because look, we already forgot he was in real trouble a couple of months ago for both nursing home and for the sexual scandals, and people then sort of forgot. And it was not till this week where it went back onto the front burner again. So we'll see what his future holds. So, you know, and a lot of people, I hear it on my side of the island, I do think in some ways it is true. Andrew Cuomo was never a huge favorite of the progressives in New York City, the Bill de Blasio's,
he's way
the AOC's.
Conservative for a... For,
he's
for
too moderate for them.
For a yeah. Democratic governor. I mean, he's been so anti-marijuana legislation. He's been anti-bail reform. I mean, he is not that popular with people who are really progressive.
I think a lot of people believe, and the reason that so many people are saying that there are, or the talking heads are saying that politics are involved, is that for the very fact that a lot of the progressives didn't like Cuomo, but they dealt with him when he was a strong adversary to Trump, because they liked Trump worse, right? They didn't like Trump. In the hierarchy, they liked Cuomo a little bit better than they liked Trump, but not much. So he was useful to them when he could take on Trump. Now that Trump is gone, you know, is this the way to kind of get him out of town and get someone that's more likable, I guess, for the progressive branch of the party? We'll see. A lot ahead for Andrew Cuomo. We'll continue to follow that story here on the DJV Show. Dougie's out today, Ladies' Day, at 15 minutes past the hour.
Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Minutes past the hour. It's DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria J. Kirshner's here. Dougie's out today. And Victoria, it seems that we know a little bit more now about the suspect identified in the Pentagon Transit Station attack, which a lot of this information was held back, I think, by the Pentagon. But it seems that this week there was a stabbing outside the Pentagon that caused it to be put on lockdown. Law enforcement officials say that they have identified 27-year-old Austin William Lanz from Georgia as the suspect in the attack at the transit station outside the Pentagon. They earlier identified the officer that was killed in that incident as George Gonzalez. He was stabbed and shot by Lanz. Gonzalez was an Army veteran, earned the Army Commendation Medal for his service in Iraq. The suspect enlisted with the U.S. Marine Corps for less than a month between October and November 2012, but never earned the title. He was arrested in April. He had some criminal trespassing charges and burglary, 2 counts of aggravated battery on a police officer, terrorist threats, rioting on a penal institution, and obstructing law enforcement. Now he is arrested after killing a law enforcement officer this week at the Pentagon.
I mean, he was also on parole, basically, or not parole, but he was basically out on bond. So in May, he was released on $30,000 bond because of all of the charges that you just mentioned that he was arrested on in April. And then he was required not to have any firearms, so that begs the question there. Okay, well, where did he get the gun? Mm-hmm. And what's his...
And the knife. See, this is the other thing. I mean, the officer died from a stab wound. I mean,
right. Right. I mean, where's the... This is... I don't know about his family or anything, and maybe we'll learn more as the story kind of develops. But clearly, this guy had some sort of weird obsession with attacking cops. So, I don't know. This is... I mean, I know it's... It's probably mental illness on some level because, you know, this is just crazy behavior. And who enlists in the Marines for less than a month? Like, that's
obviously
it's very bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
maybe
feel sorry
that
for
was
Officer Gonzalez and his family. My gosh.
Where some of his anger went. So, all right.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here, and the lady in charge of all things trending, Jay Kirshner, is here with a look at, well, billionaires. Who's making the money? And typically when we think about celebrities who make the money, we think about the entire Kardashian clan, right? We think about Kim and Kylie, probably put in Khloe in that regards. But now there's someone new on the list, a new celebrity who is making their way right up to the top. So, Jay, who's trending on this one?
Rihanna. She is the newest billionaire in town. She is now the most paid female musician. And here's the thing, it has nothing to do with her music. It's all thanks to her beauty line.
Merchandising,
Fenty Beauty.
Right?
Yeah, Fenty Beauty. She has a net worth of a whopping $1.7 billion. The majority of that, let's say about $1.4 billion, is from her Fenty line. Her real last name is Fenty. Her real name is Robin Fenty. Rihanna is her middle name. And so she has not only joined the Billionaires Club with Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, she surpassed them. She is now the second richest female entertainer,
wow,
only behind Oprah.
Wow.
But I feel like she has a lot more to go to catch up to Oprah.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? But that's pretty fast, because her Fenty line, she's got a line, for those of you who don't know, of makeup and products like that, primarily cosmetics. And it's really popular ever since it launched, but it really, I don't think, this is the first time I've even heard her flirting with this list, and the fact that she beats the Kardashians out, that's a pretty big deal.
That's impressive, especially for, I mean, I know Kylie's been the billionaire of the Kardashians, but Kim Kardashian, I mean, has really, you know, with Skims and with her KKW beauty, I am surprised. I know Fenty has done really, really well, but I am surprised that she's made that much money in such a short time. I mean,
yeah,
good
for
her, that's great.
And she only owns 50% of that company. She also has her spinoff lingerie company, Savage and Fenty. And so then the remaining millions come from her music career.
She hasn't put out an album in a long time.
No, I think she retired.
She doesn't need to.
Yeah.
Just keep the lip gloss coming, Rihanna. You'll be doing fine.
Right.
I know. I haven't heard music from her in a long time, but it's funny how some of these, like, uber celebrities, at some point, they don't need music anymore. You know, if that's kind of, like,
right.
Beyonce would never need to release a piece of music again.
Yeah.
And no one would care. I think almost the same thing is true for Taylor Swift at this point. I mean, they just have enough notoriety that it doesn't even matter what they release.
And now, enough of a catalog already, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I mean, not that she's a billionaire, but look at Cameron Diaz. She's a retired actress. She has not done any films in how long, and people still get excited when we see her out and about, or the paparazzi still want to catch photos of her.
Yeah, that was a big story this week, is that she was finally seen outdoors again. It's like she's been living in that bubble. Now, a lot of speculation as to who was going to take over for Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. Big story trending yesterday is that they are getting closer to naming a replacement. And I think I might actually be happy about this one, Jay. Who's in line? What's their line of thought over at Jeopardy?
Executive producer Mike Richards. He's the one that's in advanced negotiations. Nothing is a done deal. There are a couple other people, according to a source, that are being looked at, but Mike Richards may be the front winner, and he joined Jeopardy only last year as executive producer. But he has a long history of game shows. He hosted a couple reality shows. He was an executive producer of a couple game shows. He is one of the people who helped sell the revival of Let's Make a Deal to CBS.
I think someone who's unknown, I was hopeful that they would actually listen to some of Alex Trebek's suggestions. He wanted to have somebody from the Kings hockey team, one of the play-by-play guys try out. I don't think they did any of that. But you know what? It's someone who's lesser known. They don't steal the headlines about that person being named to Jeopardy. It's someone who just kind of slides in and makes something their own. So maybe that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, everyone thought it was going to be Ken Jennings. But he was the very first guest host, and then Mike Richards was the second one. And I guess he really impressed all the execs at Sony because they were like, hey, you kept it about the show, and you had that swagger. Kind of
trending
the same as Alex.
DJ V Show, Jay Kirshner is here at 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Argo AI, Lyft, and Ford Motor Company are working together to commercialize autonomous ride-hailing at scale. This collaboration brings together all the parts necessary to create a viable autonomous ride-hailing service. Argo AI and Ford will deploy Ford self-driving cars on the Lyft network, with passenger rides being in Miami later this year and in Austin in 2022. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Road Wisdom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night in a D.C. district court to the Biden administration's new national eviction moratorium. They argue the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's order Tuesday barring evictions through October 3rd exceeds the CDC's powers. Lawmakers in New York have called for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following the release of the state attorney general's report on evidence of sexual harassment. Cuomo's own party, including the president, is calling for Cuomo to step down. New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio on CNN.
This is textbook sexual harassment, and then unfortunately making it worse, in some cases even sexual assault. Disgusting and troubling and unacceptable, and he needs to leave office immediately.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Support for President Biden's handling of the pandemic is slipping. Tim Berg reports.
A new poll finds President Biden's approval rating regarding his response to the pandemic has dipped by double digits. The Quinnipiac University National Poll of Adults found 53% of Americans approve of the job he's doing regarding COVID, 40% disapprove. This is a double-digit drop from May when Americans approved 65 to 30%. On Tuesday, when President Biden was talking about COVID, he told leaders of Texas and Florida to either lead or get out of the way regarding their COVID response. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz reacts to Biden's comments.
You know, there's a Yiddish word called chutzpah, and I think Joe Biden is embodying that word right now. We just had news breaking today that in the last several months, the Biden administration has released over 7,000 illegal aliens who were COVID positive just in one Texas city, in the city of McAllen. Joe Biden likes to talk about this pandemic. Well, I'll tell you what, the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the U.S. women's beach volleyball pairing of April Ross and Alex Kleiman will play for gold after defeating the Swiss team in the semifinals in straight sets. They'll take on Australia, who knocked out Latvia in the other semifinal for the gold medal on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. He'll be back on tomorrow's program. In the meantime, Ladies Day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and of course, our honorary lady holding it down in Washington, D.C., Phil McGeehan, is here. And obviously, when we started the show, Victoria, we said the two C's, Cuomo and COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of COVID news from all over, not even from like a federal level. We've had a lot going on at the White House, but these conversations that are being had, not just in New York, they are taking action, but now Los Angeles following suit that if you want to go out to dinner, to a gym, anywhere, you have to be able to show proof of vaccination. Controversial, but New York is rolling with it, and I can only imagine Los Angeles will be there as well. Who will be next in all of this?
Yeah. I mean, a friend of mine who lives in Maryland, we were talking about it yesterday, and she said, so if I go to New York, because she was thinking of taking a trip to New York, and she has a little one who's 5 and a half, and she's like, how does that affect children? Because the vaccine isn't approved yet for kids. So I wonder, I guess they're just going to discount, like they're just going to disregard if you have a kid with you and you're going into a restaurant. How does that even work?
I don't even know if they've spelled it out. It's a great question. What about people who can't get the vaccine? There's a large group of those people. There's people who are choosing not to because they have immunity. whenever I think you paint with these really like black or white strokes, it becomes really dangerous because you're leaving out large portions of the population. And I thought it was, I don't even think that that's a right and left issue anymore or Democrat Republican issue. If you happen to hear yesterday, the mayor, she's the acting mayor of Boston. I think her name is Kim Janney. She said something along the lines of the New York mandate. She said she was asked by a news reporter if Boston was going to follow suit with the same type of law that New York City had just passed requiring vaccines for anybody who really wants to use public spaces. And she said, we won't do that because this is very reminiscent of Jim Crow. She said, asking people for their papers does not seem very American. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's also reminiscent of Nazi Germany. Can I see your papers?
Yeah.
And so I think it's interesting because I think for a lot of people, it's really easy to say, well, this is just a Republican-Democrat thing. But now you're even having people within the Democrat Party themselves going, wait a second, is this really who we are, with the mayor of Boston maybe being the loudest critic, at least in the last 24 hours?
There are so many questions with this. And you know, you and I have talked about this a lot this week, you know, your own natural immunity that you have from, you know, from having COVID. It's there, and there are more and more people who are that I've been actually, you know, like talking to friends of friends, and it seems like everybody has a gen in their life, which everyone should always have a gen in their life.
I approve that.
But I feel like more and more people are saying, yeah, you know, my friend also has natural immunity, and they've gone so far as to like go to the doctor, have the antibody levels checked, or have like the T cells checked. And they have enough immunity that the doctor has advised them that they don't need a shot. So,
because they're saying, the new surveys are saying that natural immunity actually trumps the immunity that you're getting from the vaccines.
Yes, it holds up longer. Yeah.
Right. So, if that's the case, then why is it just kind of a prescription, right? One size fits all.
Right.
So, I did want to tell you this. It was so funny. It was a busy day yesterday, but when I do a local show in Los Angeles, and we happen to be talking about antibodies and T cells and how, and I think Victoria, you and I agree on this, that if we're pushing forward in this direction, if we're pushing forward with all of this free testing, if the government's going to be taking on this role as to provide testing and, you know, mandatory vaccines that they're going to be paying for, why wouldn't they provide some antibody testing or some immunity testing as well?
Yep.
And so we're having this discussion. Somebody called in, didn't want to go on the air, but left me this information that totally checked out to be true. And they were saying that CVS, and I don't even know if you realize this, $38, but at the CVS pharmacy, you can get antibody testing right now. And you can get the results at that moment as you wait in the pharmacy at CVS.
Really?
Yeah, for $38. Now, it would be great if the government would come forward and say, you know what, we want to continue to have this conversation about natural immunity instead of ignoring it, because I feel kind of ignored as someone who's had it.
Right.
But it's nice to know that if your doctor isn't offering it, mine happens to do it instantly in their office, but if you're not, you can go to CVS for $38 and you can get the antibody test.
I think I'm going to do that because I'm so curious. I mean, I'm vaccinated and I got the Pfizer, and I don't love that everyone I know who's been a breakthrough case also had Pfizer.
Yeah.
Just anecdotally, I don't like love that, but that's worth going. I wonder if they also give you information like, here, you know, this level is considered high or low or normal. You know, do they give you
have enough antibodies? I think, you know, obviously there's a level of antibodies that you want to have. So I think you get that test result from CVS. And then I was looking up, I'm like, okay, well, what about T cell immunity? Because this is one of the things that once your antibodies fade, your T cell memory, I've heard reports where they said that can last with other COVID viruses like SARS up to 18 years. So I started Googling, and there's a company, I think it's called T-Dect, that I ran across that looks very legitimate, that looks like it works with doctor's offices now, that checks for COVID T-cell immunity, and that you can buy. It's expensive. It's about $219, but they'll use like LabCorp, which is the lab group used by a lot of hospitals and doctors all across the country. You can go get your blood drawn there with their order, and then it's sent to them. They give you the results and send back to you whether or not you have T-cell immunity. Now, $200, I think, is kind of a lot, but at the same time, I've been going back and forth about what to do, and I'd really like to know this before I make that decision. And
I think you should.
I'm thinking about ordering it today.
I think you should. I mean, that's how you might be able to submit it to your insurance, too. Who knows what insurance will pay for. But to me, like, logic should kick in here. So if you have the vaccinated people, and then you have people who can go and get a verified test of antibodies, whether it's CVS or their own doctor, and then they come back and say, here you go, you have this level of antibodies, maybe you should get one injection, because that's happened to a bunch of, actually several people that my parents are friends with, had COVID, they got the antibody test, the doctor said, you know, just do one shot instead of two, and then you should have that level of antibodies that you need. So it's not a one size fits all situation. So some people have a little bit of natural immunity, they need a booster from a vaccine. Other people may have complete natural immunity. So if you go and you get a test and it shows that you're at that level where it keeps you safe, then you get some sort of, like, your own version of the vaccine card, and that should get you into any place that a fully vaccinated person gets you into, right? I mean, doesn't that just sort of make sense?
And I think this is why, like, we have these conversations. You could hear me. I get, like, totally, passionate about this, because I have felt all along through this, and maybe it's just very personal, and it's me, and I'm sure, I mean, we all take the issues of the day and write through our own personal scope, right? And when I was sick with COVID, I felt so left behind. I think I mentioned to you, I wanted to write a pamphlet about what to expect when you have COVID. Because literally when I had it in July, the doctor who I love, my family doctor, said, do not come to my office. Do not come to see me.
I don't want to see you.
If you can't breathe, well, then go to the hospital. I mean, literally, that was what was told to us. And, you know, we can't give you, take some Tylenol, and if you can't breathe, go to the doctor. Okay, well, that doesn't do it for me when you turn on the TV and when you look at a newspaper and you find out how this is so serious and you're going to die and you're going to have long-term effects and you get really inundated by scary messages and there's nothing you can do but just sit and wait for the time bomb to go off.
Right.
No way. And so now I'm feeling that same anger again. Someone, and there are millions of people in this country alone who have recovered from COVID who are not being addressed in this stupid political debate about vaccines or not. It's like it's become so boiled down to be about politics. No one's addressing the fact that there are a lot of people with immunity that have other issues that we should be talking about that shouldn't be X'd out of living life or going to out to dinner with friends.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. So there should be, if we have a vaccine card and I have mine, you know, in my little laminate little thing, it's ready to show. Like you as a non-vaccinated natural immunity candidate, you should have some sort of document that allows you the same pass and the same rights. And that's, I just don't understand why no one is talking about that. I really don't.
That's so crazy. I almost cried, like cried tears last night because I was hosting a gubernatorial debate for the recall candidates in California, and one of the candidates who I have admittedly been pretty hard on was asked about vaccines, mandates, mask mandates, and moratoriums. He said, you know, what about all the people who recovered from COVID? And it was the first time that I have heard an elected official on any side of the aisle say that.
Yeah.
And it made me want to cry because I thought, oh, my God, is it like somebody actually hearing the call of people who feel very forgotten? Now, whether or not that goes anywhere, I don't know. But if you're going to start getting the government involved in all the testing and deciding where you go, then you better put antibodies in as part of that equation. As we continue, take a look. We've got the Delta variant. What's next? Well, that is Lambda. What you need to know about the Lambda variant on the DJV show at 44 minutes past the hour.
It's a lot of lies, like a lot of lies. Save a lot of lies.
That comes from a new song that was just launched by Save-A-Lot, your go-to neighborhood value grocer. The two-minute energy-boosting song creatively brings to life the hometown shopping experience of Save-A-Lot. It combines hip-hop, rap, and pop stylings into a video that literally has customers singing and dancing in a Save-A-Lot store and celebrating all of the savings that are possible.
Like a lot of lies, that means a lot of lies. Like dance on back to the parking lot a lot. Like saves and raves on the stuff you crave and waves from the names. Oh, hey, Jose. High fives, low fives, good times.
The amazing video was produced by Drew Kirsch, the MTV VMA Video of the Year award-winning director for Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down. You can check out the full Like a Lot music video at SaveALot.com and on streaming platforms like YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Forty-eight minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner is here. And ladies, we had Delta. Now we've got Lambda.
We're going through the Greek alphabet.
I was going to say, it's like a sorority and fraternity.
I know. Delta. Can I?
Well, and Elle Woods was in Lambda Nu, so
that's
hello.
Right.
This is obviously
new.
This
has
is the
to
most
be nice.
Fabulous.
So, Victoria, Lambda, the variant looks not so great for those who have had the vaccine. What's the story with this new variant? What are we learning?
Yeah, so this is the one that originally started in Peru. It's spreading through South America. It's shown up in Texas in hospitals as well. It's highly infectious, just like the Delta. And apparently, according to Japanese researchers, it's more resistant to the vaccines than the original version of the virus. So in laboratory experiments, they found that three mutations in Lambda's spike protein, you know, when you see the actual virus, all those little, like, tentacles on it. So three mutations in that spike protein help it resist the antibodies from the vaccine. So this is not great news. Two additional mutations help make Lambda highly infectious, they found as well. So more testing needs to be done, but it looks like if you have a lot of antibodies, that doesn't really help you. It needs to be the quality of the antibodies.
All right, say it is 49 minutes past the hour. More COVID talk as we continue. It's a DJV show.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the TJV show, Dougie's out today. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, they're here. I'm here as well, obviously. I'm Jennifer Horn. And in tech news, Victoria, a whole slew of stuff.
Yeah.
Where do we start? What's going on?
So the first tech news that we've got is Facebook versus academic researchers. And this is something that I have done.
Is it like the grudge match at WrestleMania?
Yes. I don't know if you've heard about this. I have not heard about this until this story broke yesterday. So Facebook has banned the personal accounts. This is not just pages, but the personal accounts of academics who have researched ad transparency and the spread of misinformation on Facebook. So Facebook says that the group violated its terms of service by scraping user data without permission, but the academics say that they're actually being silenced because they're exposing major problems with Facebook. So the researchers are part of NYU Ad Observatory. It's a project created to examine the origin and spread of political ads on Facebook. So this goes back to like pre-election. So as the group explained in a blog post in May, their aim is to uncover who pays for political ads and how they are being targeted. I feel like across the aisle, everybody should want to know that. And so that's been a big thing that, you know.
You're getting then, Russia and China and all
that. Exactly. Or is it a bot? I mean, yeah, who's paying for it? And so Facebook does not fact check any of their political ads, which has been problematic for a lot of people. And they do not release any data about who pays for these political ads. So you've got these academics doing their own research, and they created a browser plugin called Ad Observer that automatically collects data on what political ads users are being shown and why. And so, but it does not have anything personal. It doesn't have any usernames. It doesn't have any Facebook ID numbers, no friend list. It's nothing about any personal accounts. It does not have access to any of that data. So for Facebook to actually kick these people off and then ban their personal accounts, a lot of legal experts are already stepping in saying Facebook does not have a legal leg to stand on because this is not a violation of the terms of service at all. Facebook says that they were willing to work directly, hint, hint, off the record with these academics, but the academics said, no, we didn't need Facebook's involvement. We went forward doing an independent study. And so this is where we are now, and I'm sure this is going to turn into another major lawsuit and a big headache for Facebook. But if they just keep refusing to see the obvious, and if they just keep refusing, Facebook is like, you know, with one of those birds that just buries its head in the sand. Like, that's Facebook.
Well, they have no laws. This is the problem. And I think this is what makes people go crazy on all sides of the aisle. It's like mm-hmm. It seems that they get to float with no real oversight. And I feel like I've screamed this a million times. They operate as a utility. People use them to communicate with one another. And it's time that they have to start answering to that. I think the perfect answer to this, I don't necessarily need Facebook to fact check ads because we don't really do that on television or on radio. But I think it would be really important for them to have who paid for that ad prominently located. I mean, that's the rule. If you look at any political ads, particularly on television,
right.
You've got the rule paid for by the so-and-so super PAC or
exactly.
You know, by Donald Trump for president or whatever it's going to be. It's going to tell you at the bottom so that at least you can get accountability seeing who is paying for stuff. I don't know. That doesn't seem like it would even be that hard or disruptive to include that in their advertising.
I think Facebook doesn't want to. Facebook, I think, has a very dark underbelly. And I think that they don't want to show that, you know, maybe they're allowing a whole lot of foreign interference onto their platform. I mean, who knows? These ads, we know that Russia has engaged in this. We know China has done it. We know Iran has done it. We know North Korean hackers have done it. I mean, for what Facebook obviously wants to keep the revenue and just look the other way. So I don't know how much longer they'll be able to do that, honestly.
It is Tech Talk time. Lots of technology news. HBO Max seems to be going into the podcast world.
This is kind of an interesting story. So the HBO Max team wants the app, meaning the actual app that you watch on your phone or on your TV, they want that to be the home to podcasts as well. So they announced that they're planning to release a new Batman podcast called Batman the Audio Adventures. It's an in-app exclusive, meaning that it's not even going to appear anywhere else where you listen to podcasts. It's only on the HBO Max app. It's a scripted show. It features actor Jeffrey Wright playing Batman and Rosario Dawson as Batwoman. It's going to premiere this fall, and so HBO Max says the decision to make this exclusive has to do with the show being a scripted original series. So this is a companion podcast.
I like this.
A lot
it's
of
like
people
an
are doing
old-fashioned
that.
Radio drama, sort of, right?
Right.
And
exactly.
Of programming.
And a lot of people are doing it. Netflix is starting to do it. The only problem, though, is there are so many, like, you know, issues. So the HBO Max app in its current form is only designed for video. So if you're playing audio and you click your phone off, the whole thing stops. So there's a lot of kinks that they need to
That's
work out.
That's a problem. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. Use that hashtag Tech Talk. Thanks, Victoria.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.